Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
By all accounts, the 2020 election was a sea change in Montana politics. For the first time in 16 years, conservatives controlled the process. Meaningful tax reform became a reality, 7 pro-life bills were passed, the economy became stronger, and Second Amendment protections were strengthened. In all, it was a conservative dream come true. Now, a little over a year later, storm clouds are gathering and conservative gains are at risk. Last week, an article appeared in papers across the state touting a plan that 2 former Montana elected officials say could weed out political extremists. Before you get too excited, it's important to note that the extremists they're talking about are us, those of us who focus on faith, family, and freedom. The 2 elected officials are former Governor Mark Roscoe and former Republican Secretary of State Bob Brown. Roscoe claims to be a Republican but endorsed Joe Biden for president. He also recently criticized the Republican National Committee for censuring Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Brown, on the other hand, left politics nearly 2 decades ago and became a professor at the University of Montana. At that point, he took a deep dive into the liberal end of the pool and never looked back. What these 2 are proposing is a plan that would do away with partisan primary elections and replace them with what's called a jungle primary, a free-for-all that could result in candidates winning an election with less than a majority of the vote. In a state voting increasingly conservative, it would open the door to liberals being elected by splitting the conservative vote, which ironically is their stated goal. Who in their right mind thinks it's a good idea to let anyone win an election with less than a majority of the vote? And keep in mind, we already have jungle primaries in Montana in the form of nonpartisan judicial races. Voting for judges is one of the most frustrating parts of any election, and the fact that they are nonpartisan has resulted in one of the most liberal judiciaries of any state in the nation. When efforts like this arise, it's always important to follow the money, and in this case, the money trail is fairly obvious. The article points to Washington, Alaska, and Louisiana as states that already have these types of ranked voting nonpartisan primaries. What it neglects to mention is that California does as well. And a little digging leads to the door of Catherine Murdoch, the liberal daughter-in-law of Rupert Murdoch, as the source of the money behind many of these efforts. Her money is funneled through a group called Unite America, which is a prominent player in nonpartisan primary efforts across the United States. Just when Montana is moving to the right, past partisan gridlock and failed liberal policies, this radical change to our election laws would set us back 20 years and move us to the left as our elections begin to mimic those of Washington and California. To understand this issue, we should ignore the rhetoric and focus instead on the players and the money. The players are liberal. Roscoe supports President Biden and Liz Cheney. Bob Brown opposed many of the best bills passed during the 2021 legislative session. And Catherine Murdoch is spending money right and left in her quest for a socialist utopia. This, my friends, is a serious threat by serious, well-funded players. And I, for one, will be voting no. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.